JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, very good morning to you.
Morning, Mike.
Now, you've been having a look at the housing market, and we look internationally. Where are we at, do you reckon? What's going on?
Yeah, look, last couple of weeks, Mike, I've seen some interesting numbers on housing markets offshore, and the reason that this piques my interest is that when the housing market was running hot, do you remember it was part of that cluster of the Pacific Rim and Australasian property markets that were all running hot? So remember, you know, there was this whole, I suppose there was a lot of angst about how much Auckland property prices were going up, but it was very much a sort of a global phenomenon. Mm. So look, I'm not a housing market expert, but I think I can make some interesting and relevant observations here. So I've been having a look. Sydney and Melbourne, Mike, prices in Sydney are falling, and it's starting to become material. The most recent info I've seen, CoreLogic, that's the CoreLogic Home Value Index, the year to June 2018, Sydney prices fell 4.5%. That's the largest annual house price fall since the GFC. True story. Melbourne, prices falling there as well. Annual number, though, the number of sales are falling. House prices fell in June, a 1% rise for the year, so just levelling off. Looking further afield, Los Angeles, prices are holding up, but it's not all that rosy there either, Mike. Sales have fallen into a major hole. LA seen as a bit of an indicator, a bit of a predictor for the US. Sales of new houses and existing combos dropped almost 12% in the year to June. Prices still holding up 7% year on year, but that sort of large fall in sales often a precursor to a price reaction. Remember Vancouver?
Yes,
everyone was talking about Vancouver. Prices going through the roof. House sales there have tumbled to their lowest level in 6 years. Prices are flatlining. So, look, there's a general story here of falling sales and a seemingly inevitable house price fall which follows that. And so what do we see in New Zealand? Well, you know, the house prices are going up nationally, but basically Auckland's going nowhere. And it's the regions that are holding them up. So what are we likely to see? Well, we're likely to see a bit more supply. You've got Kiwi build coming in. We know confidence is a little bit lower. Potentially credit's going to get a little bit harder to source. Interest rates probably stable. Might see some rises offshore. But generally, I think, Mike, if you sort of draw a line from those offshore prices through to particularly the big cities, you'd expect that house prices are going to be moderate, if not a little bit lower.
Good insight.
Over the next little while.
Good insight. We shall watch and wait. Yeah, exactly. Now, trade numbers. Yep. We got the trade deficit, $4 billion in June. That's a record number, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. So trade numbers released yesterday. Now, it's not generally a market mover, but I think it's that you got good information here about, obviously, imports and exports. Yeah, annual trade deficit of $4 billion. That's for the 12 months at the end of June. That is the largest annual trade deficit that we have seen in a decade. It sounds a bit alarming, doesn't it? So what's actually going on here? Well, in the June balance, we had a deficit of 113 million. We had exports of 4.9 billion, imports just over 5. In seasonally adjusted terms, though, the exports rose 2.5% in June, but we were expecting that could have been a bit higher. The thing is, Mike, there's no real sort of red flags or big surprises in here. I mean, the exports of manufactured goods picked up, so that's pretty good. Imports seasonally adjusted up just under 7%. There's a couple of volatile numbers in there, though. Fuel, and you've got to look through these numbers. In May, they were doing some maintenance work up at the Marsden Refinery, so we didn't bring anything in because you couldn't do anything with it once you got it here. So we had a catch-up of imports in June. Look, we've had a trade deficit every year since 2014, actually. We are exporting more in terms of value, $55.5 billion worth of goods exported over the year. That's up 5.6% from the June 2017 year. Dairy products up 1.7 billion, meat and offal up a billion on the import side. Look, again, you get these funny little sort of anachronisms in there, I suppose. Remember those stink bugs?
That's right.
In the vehicle carriers here. So basically we didn't bring any cars in because they had to sort out the stink bugs. So then you get a big surge in the June quarter. So that's contributed to higher imports. But, you know, sort of no reaction in the currencies. So the market took that one in its stride.
Good. Give me the numbers.
Yeah, just interesting. Tomorrow we might talk about US earnings because we've got some interesting things happening. GM, the car company, is not looking good. GM down 6.3% in the share price terms, impact of those tariffs. 2.5241 on the Dow Jones. It is flat at the moment. 2.831 on the S&P 500, up 10. NASDAQ up 54, 7.895. FTSE 100, 7.658. They were down 51. Nikkei was up 104 points, 22.614. No move in the Shanghai Composite, 2.903. ASX 200, 6.247, down 18. We gained 33 in the Index 50 yesterday, 8.933. On the currencies, 0.6817 US, 0.9177 Aussie, 0.5829 Euro, 0.5178 pounds, 75.55 yen. Gold trading $1,231. Brent crude $73.93.
Beautiful. Have a good day. See you tomorrow. JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. He and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.